whatever it's worth. I guess we're live, Doc. Republic of Texas Radio. What's going on with you, man? Because we seem to be having a lot of technical difficulties, so we're going to be flying this ship a little bit differently today. How you doing this morning, Doc?
Oh, pretty good. Good morning, everybody, and yourself, Steve.
Hey, so don't know what's going on. Don't really, you know, we're going to work it out. But for today, we're going to be communicating with our board op, with Sam. He's more than a board op. He's back in the background. So I'll just watch the little chat thingajig, and we'll figure out what's going on as it's going along. Hey, I don't know. Did we ever get Alan on the line? Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I kind of thought I was on the wrong show when the music started up.
So I guess that we can't even bridge in the sound of Alan, at least to our feed. And so if he's talking right now, well, we're not hearing him, huh, Doc? Okay. Let's see. How do we start this? You know, I guess let's just start it the way it is. It's November the 27th. We've had an incredibly crazy week. It was what we call Thanksgiving week, and everybody's told all those crazy stories about Thanksgiving, and I didn't want to get into the Thanksgiving story, but I guess we're going there. The Thanksgiving story is something like, you know, the pilgrims, blah, 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 came over here. The Indians helped them, you know, farm and raise crops, and everybody was happy, and they went along the way, and, you know, of course, they gave them blankets, and they all died, or, you know, similar versions. But, you know, there's another story, and it's over on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, and it talks a little bit about some parts of Thanksgiving that you don't really hear about too much. It talks about the fact that they, well, when they came to the, well, New World, it wasn't quite new, it had been around just as long as the other world, they implemented a socialist schema for managing the whole reality there. And that socialist schema required people to, well, grow crops, you know, raise animals, do everything else, and then bring it to the town hall or the town commons. And, you know, there they'll sit there and dish it out as per your needs. And, well, that didn't quite work because a lot of the top producers would sit there and they'd work their little tushies off. And what would happen? They'd get a stick of corn after carrying, you know, a bunch of bushels. But, you know, I guess a lot of the bushels didn't even get there because the people were kind of thieves and they'd sneak into the crops and steal stuff as it became ripe. So their yields were really low. And it took a few years for them to get past socialism, communism, whatever, and go to a more capitalistic type methodology. And then they prospered, right? And so we keep bumping into this, Doc, this whole thing of, you know, I take all my works and, you know, put them into a pile and everybody feeds from them. You ever hear that part of the story, Doc?
A little bit, and we've seen it played out in the rest of the world many times.
Yeah, I keep seeing it played out, right? You know, we're echoing all this stuff about, you know, we're in a new world order. But this new world order is cracked. There's cracks all about it. What have you seen, you know, this week? You know, there's been a lot of downtime. I don't suppose you had a lot of patience this week.
Well, what I saw mostly in the news, I guess that's what you're meaning, is like Castro died, Fidel Castro died, and very weird. That is a perfect example of a man who staged a rebellion and was going to give a better government to the people and turned it into a terrible dictatorship by most of the standards of the Cuban people that are in this country that escaped. And I heard that Donald Trump, the president-elect, said the man was an evil, brutal dictator, and President Obama was quite different. So I guess it's a matter of how you see things.
You know, it sounds to me like, you know, the sound bites that I got from that whole, you know, Cuba crash, it isn't really a Cuba crash, that's been going on forever. But what we had was Trump comes out and goes, man, he killed a lot of people, he was an evil dictator. And then Obama goes out, well, history will judge the place where Castro go. He really likes Fidel Castro. But that's nothing new to us. But people have been indoctrinated into that kind of a mindset. I heard a whole bunch of talking heads because I thought that was quite fascinating that, well, the fake news, or whatever we call them, CNN and MSNBC and Fox, and that wasn't quite fake. That's just their impression of Fidel Castro and Cuba. They sing the accolades of how wonderful Cuba was under Castro's reign, and they go, wow, he made the world a better place. Now, does that make them fake news? No, but when they stage news and they create stuff and they try to create a false narrative, that's a false narrative. They don't want to talk about the past. They just want to glorify it, right? I heard so many different things, you know, this week when I was going down there because, you know, the holiday season for me, Doc, really is bad on business. It's really a consumer type time where people go out and buy if they can, and if not, you just sit at home eating and doing not much. And it's also a family time. I did get some time to spend it with family members, but it was very disheartening to hear all these people singing accolades of Fidel Castro. We've had Che Guevara shirts for a long time, and it's very trendy if you're in college to wear a Che shirt or whatever, and you really don't know what the heck you're wearing, do you? You know, that guy wasn't an angel. He was a demon, right? Well, okay, he might not have been a demon. You remember the story of Castro and Che Guevara, don't you, Doc?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, and that's the problem. A lot of the young... They look at him like he was some great thing, but they don't know anything about. Basically, Cuba was a island that you couldn't leave and you couldn't hardly enter. And once he took over, talking to the people that are from Cuba, it became an evil dictatorship. There was nothing good. The people were excited when they first got a new government, and then they found out what they got, and it's been horrible forever. So anybody that is supporting all that, shame on them, because the Cubans that escaped tell a whole different story.
MSNBC was telling me that, you know, the streets around there are really nice, and man, the people really love going around with, you know, horse carts with donkeys, because that's what they chose to use. They don't want cars, donkeys and horse carts. And I'm kind of like going, whoa, that's kind of crazy. How about the fact that they don't have an alternative? Because I know a little bit about history in that neck of the woods. And, you know, in 1970s, we took over the Dominican Republic and changed them from a, well, horse and buggy type society to, you know, a consumeristic society. And they got rid of all their horse and buggies, and they traded them in for cars and motorcycles. And I guess they didn't get Haiti until just recently, as, you know, it got all destroyed. And so now the power of the United States is coming down on, well, all those little islands. It's kind of scary, but it does have to do a lot with youth and indoctrination. I do a lot of time searching for different angles on where we're going with this show. One of the things that I've been noticing has been the whole corporate United States is in a state of flux at this moment. Europe, the European Union, has cracks all over it. They're trying to patch those cracks. Even here in the corporate U.S., we're trying to patch all the cracks. How are we patching the cracks? Okay. They lost, right? The corporate U.S. lost in a landslide. The narrative was shifting towards more socialist, communist leanings. And a lot of the people that didn't like those kind of ideals, and Doc, correct me if I'm wrong, am I fair to say that there were a lot of older people that had seen a little bit more history, or is that just too broad of a brush?
No, I think you're exactly correct, and that's one of the reasons – that I think they would like for the elderly not to go to the polls, because by the time you've reached a certain age, you've learned a lot, you've lived a lot, and you know how to sort through the fantasy and the reality a lot better. And I think this, I'm starting to believe more and more that our president-elect upset the script.
I know, and I hope you're right. You might be. We'll find out. The future holds the secrets to everything, if you can actually ever see the secrets or see the future. You know, Barack Obama says, well, history will tell the tale if Castro was a good man or a bad man. But, history is written by the victor. It's like, really? Okay. Well, we'll see. And that, and time is another defining thing. You know, how much time do we have to deal with? Okay, back to Europe. I guess we didn't even get to Europe. So Europe, we've got this thing where the EU is coming under fire, and it came under fire this year by the UK or England itself. So England says, we don't want to be with you. And now there's a big pushback against, the UK leaving Europe. Have you seen any of the macerations this week?
Just a little, but it's still going on. And it looks like, it's kind of like the EU became this, they started out as a really great thing. They were all pitching in and helping each other, and you could travel freely. And then it went crazy, and it kind of became like a homeowners association or a planning group. And they went absolutely power crazy, and they've tried to tell everybody what to do and what not to do and what kind of money you can use. And it looks like that the EU with the British is starting to catch fire in other countries, and maybe it's all going to fall apart.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. You know, the EU, the cracks came from the UK, and then Donald Trump kind of like pounded on that stake, and everybody else goes, well, hey, we're going to have to deal with this United States of America, and then what are they going to be like? They're not going to be socialists. Are they going to give us money again, right? Are they going to be giving away money? Are they going to be trading with us? What's the deal with that? So they had to recalculate, and a bunch of people started thinking around the world. And that really did force cracks. It forced cracks in France, and it will continue to force cracks in Spain and various other places that are going to be coming up for an independence vote next year. It caused so many cracks, Doc, that right after Trump came on board, Barack Obama went over to Europe, to all the trouble places, and says, hey, man, our plan is still in play. We're going to be okay. You know, we're not changing our policy. And you go, what, dude? Because you say one thing and Trump says 150 degrees opposite. Well, 180, you know, it's pretty much opposite. And that caused a lot of great cracks. And I saw that last week, and we saw the entrance of an old player. Now, old players are people they like to bring back in when their plans start going awry. So as the EU, the cracks grow in the UK, and I keep mixing up UK and EU, and that's perhaps because that's not my stomping ground, but it is a great teaching point. Tony Blair shows up last week and he goes, hey, man, I'm back, but I'm not going to run for office, right? I'm just here to tell you the EU is where we should be. We've got to be subservient to somebody because I served George W. Bush. Nah, he didn't say that, but that's what the truth was. But everybody goes, oh, yeah, Tony Blair. We like Tony Blair. Well, no. A lot of the people that voted for the exit of the European Union didn't like Tony Blair. But all the Remainers, you know, the ones that have come up since the EU the UK decided to go its own way. They see Tony Blair as, well, he was one of the old politicians, and, you know, perhaps he's right. And I'm waiting for that to happen here in the corporate U.S., Doc. What do you think? Do we have another Bush coming back into the limelight? How long do you think till they get Bush out of the mothballs?
I don't know. I think a lot of things right now depend on how much Trump delivers on what he promised. If he drains the swamp and stops all this crazy EPA regulations, and, you know, for the first time in history, the president going out of office wasted millions of taxpayer dollars and went all around the world, and as you said, telling everybody, don't worry, I still got the steering wheel, even though he only has it for a little bit. Very strange. We've never seen that in the history, an outgoing president do that to the president-elect. And that's why I say I think Trump messed up the script. And just like with Brexit, they said it wouldn't happen, and Obama and Hillary both told him, don't do it. And I think Trump's a breath of fresh air, and we just got to see if he starts delivering. You maybe see Alka-Seltzer handed out all over Washington, because there's a lot of upset going to happen.
You know, the thing is, Doc, even if I buy into your script model where, you know, we're in scene four, act two, the writers are still at their, you know, pad of paper, and they're writing things down. No one would have really expected the Green Party to jump in and bail Hillary out last week, even though Jill Stein is sitting there going, oh, she's a great lady, she's wonderful, she's so on top of the vote rigging thing. No, she's not. But she is now. Well, she's got a lot of money, and she's going after a bunch of key states that would potentially flip the December 19th Electoral College vote. That's kind of curious, right? And then the Hillitron, she went ahead and jumped on that bandwagon, say her people are going to be right there to make sure Jill Stein and all the vote counters get the right reading. So do you think that this script that you're talking about, that Donald Trump has managed to circumvent, you think they're done yet? Because I'm seeing the opposite at this point.
No, I don't think they're done by any means, because something happened with Jill Stein, and they've already had, I think, a recount in Michigan, and there's a few other states, and they said this morning that Hillary is now on board with all that. So Jill probably got offered a really good job with the Clinton Foundation, and they're going to rock that apple cart one last try and hope that enough apples fall off that have Hillary written on them to mess things up. They've already said during the week that they had some electoral voters that were going to cast their vote opposite of what their state did. And they said if they do that, they'll never be allowed to be an electoral voter again. But there's nothing illegal about it, which is really sad.
Oh, wow. We got sound. Thanks, Sam. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shop from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wait, it is. You can...
Did you hear that, Alan? You heard?
Yeah,
the music?
I heard Sam. No, I don't hear the music.
Well, there was music, and now it's gone. But hey, whatever. Republic of Texas radio show. We're ironing out the bugs. No, there's no bugs here, but there's technical difficulties. And I'd like to thank Ken and Sam for, well, doing everything, man. You guys do a great job over at republicbroadcasting.org. Hey, where were we at, Doc? And we need to bring Alan into this mix because his ears are probably, you know, I don't know. Where were we at, Doc?
We were talking about has Trump circumvented their little script.
You catch any of the earlier show, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I could hear it up until the point there when Sam finally got me on, then I lost the rest of the transmission. But, we're talking about Cuba and all that good stuff. You know, they were better under Batista and all that good stuff. Yeah. who's to say? You know, I heard that Batista name crop up again somewhere, like in Venezuela or Argentina. So that family isn't dead yet either.
No, they could come back. Hey, I postulated that since they brought Tony Blair into the picture over there in the UK, that they're going to bring George Bush Jr. probably, or maybe Senior into the mix really quick here. Any thoughts on that? How would that play out?
Well, you were talking about how the young are indoctrinated and everything into believing, you know, that everything is great, you know, with these socialist, communist dictators that we've had in the past here. And it might be good, you know, maybe they'll teach kids to flop around on the floor like everyone says Blair does every morning. You know, he flops around and speaks in tongues and does all this weird stuff. Who knows what they're into?
Yeah, I was kind of like thinking, they have two vectors going on right now. They come out of their safe spaces and send emails to delegates and say, I'm going to kill you, hide in their safe spaces and draw things with crayons. Or maybe they
isn't
use pencil.
Isn't it funny how they can't find those people that threaten people that they don't want in? But you say something bad about Hillary or Obama, and by God, they'll nail you down on that internet, and they'll drop a hellfire on you in half a second.
I know the duality of it, but see, that's business as usual, right? I mean, they only prosecute what they want to, and that's the corporate United States, right? That's kind of why we fight for freedom and independence at a true nature outside of the quote-unquote democracy. But I'm seeing that you know, as we come up to that date, December 19th, we've got a lot of different positions to play. The recount or the restacking of the deck, you know, maybe just to, well, stir up discontent, the electors or whatever they are, they're going to cast their votes the other direction. And then all the Trumpazoids will sit there and go, hey, what just happened? We thought we were going to, you know, shift this thing around. And maybe it didn't happen, right? And then next year we come in and there's Dehillatron standing up there swearing that she's going to swear at everybody and beat the living daylights out of everybody. And then they'll have George W. Bush sitting there going, she's a great lady. She's a wonderful. Only history will tell the wonderful impact this woman had. You know, I really think that narrative is coming.
Yeah, and we had all better love our servitude, right?
Yeah, yeah. I see Silicon Valley's in a mess at this point. You know, they all flipped their biscuits as soon as the election was over. You know, you had all the corporate media crying and whining and going, how can this happen? Oh, my God, I need a therapist, right? And they tried to figure out how to get their head around. Well, they were feeding everybody a load of fake news, right? And it really wasn't fake news. And I don't want to deal with that term. But, well, maybe it was. All their polls were all slanted, but they didn't know they were slanted. They slanted them before they handed them to the talking heads, and the talking heads regurgitated them and believed them. So there they were believing the fake news. So would that make CNN and MSNBC, well, they created the fake news, did they? Or did they just hire somebody to do that? Any thoughts, Alan?
I can call myself the Pew polling company, and I'll say that Hillary Clinton's winning by 80% and Trump's only got 15. I mean, they can spit out any numbers they want to. Who, you know, I've had a couple of calls from some of these places, but, well, there's the music.
Yeah, hey, you got the music. Hey, we're back on track, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Caesar, hang on the line, dude. We're going to get right to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
La, la, ba, ba, ba. Okay, Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien. I got Dr. David Krupa and Alan Crutcher on the line, and we're talking about, well, we're talking about the world around us today because, well, it matters, right? It matters an awful lot, especially to, well, Texas independence. You see, man, the corporate United States had an election, a selection, whatever. They picked Donald Trump. Some people say they picked Hillary, and I think the whole damn thing was rigged. Green Party's coming out saying, hey, it's all screwed up. We got to check all those states that Donald Trump took, right? Make sure that, you know, Donald Trump took it because we might want crooked Hillary. And that's happening. And we'll move on from that. And oh yeah, I forgot, Barack Obama, he likes communists. Hang on, let's go to the phone. Hey, do we still have Caesar on the line? Let's go to Caesar.
Yeah, good morning gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing Peter. Pretty good. What's
I'll
going
tell
on
you one thing, I love your show. You got it down to a science. Barry Sotero and his transvestite wife, they love communism, and they love to fool us right before our eyes. That's the Illuminati smoke and mirrors. And then we got Trump, which I don't have much faith in him, but he's the lesser of the two evils, or maybe not. Crooked Hillary, well, she's good now. Trump says, well, you know, I love the Clintons. I'm not going to prosecute them. And what the New World Order has in store for us is what you see in Venezuela, and what you see in Fidel Castro's disgusting Cuba, where he basically stole everything from everyone, and he mass murdered and massacred everyone that was opposed to him and his dictatorial system. And that's what they have here now in store for us in America. That's why they say, see something, say something. Go back to Cuba. What do you got in Cuba? The Chavado on every corner with the revolutionary committee, what you were saying, you know, You see the guys in Cuba that go to Cuba, they're on vacation with a Che Guevara hat. Che Guevara, El Che, okay? They're wearing El Che's hat, smoking a Cuban cigar. As a matter of fact, I got a guy here that just went to Cuba on vacation, and he had that hat. And I told him to take that hat off in front of me because I cannot stand to look at that hat. You know what I'm saying? And this
I'm hearing you, Caesar. Hey, here's the deal. You know, they really want the best for us. They think that we need donkeys and horse carts, and we need to live like that. And they want us to go back to the way the pilgrims live and take all of our bounty into the town hall and let them dish out everything to everybody according to their beliefs of their needs. It's nothing new, right? Nothing new at all.
You know, one thing that I've never really heard anyone question is, if Cuba was such a communist enemy all these decades, how in the hell did we have a military base on Cuba? Or Guantanamo Bay? How did we have a military base if they on their island if they were such bitter enemies? You know, that's something no one's ever been able to explain to me.
What about you, Caesar? Explain that to me.
Very simple. The explanation to that is very simple. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's the unseen exactly. hand of the magician. You're watching the right hand, and they're fooling you with the left hand. It's like the wrestlers. They hate each other, and they sit down, and they break bread behind the scenes. We're living in Oz, and we have the wizard behind the curtain. That's all it is. They hate each other. They talk about each other. Listen, what is your take on Trump? Do you think that he is an Illuminati puppet because he was throwing all the Illuminati hand signals during the campaign?
I don't believe anything, Caesar. I really have a hard time believing in anything, especially when it comes out of the smoke and mirrors gallery. Proof is in the pudding. Does it bring liberty and freedom closer in the end? You know, we'll judge it in the end. But right now, I'm not on any game. The whole Trump thing was we saw where we were going if we got Hillary. We don't quite see Trump. Maybe it's going to be worse. I don't know. I really don't. That's why I go for a free and independent Texas, and I say just, you know, this whole thing has to crash in order to build it back up. But the problem is building it back up, Alan, what happens?
What? Building it back up? What are you talking about? I mean, the play continues.
The play continues, exactly. You know, I don't know, Caesar, what should we do? What is the path? Do we just stop and just say, whatever, go ahead, run over us? I don't know. And I don't mean to throw you on the spot. It's a hard question.
Well, Trump has already gone back. He's reneged on a lot of things he said. He said that Barry Sotero, because I don't know why everyone calls this man Obama. That's not even his name. His name is Barry Sotero. He said that the birth certificate is valid, which we all know is not true because the posse went out there to Hawaii. And that posse was Sheriff Apiro. They went out, and the posse determined that this thing is a counterfeit. That's number one. Number two, he's not going to prosecute crooked Hillary anymore. And number three, he says, oh, I like Obamacare. I'm going to keep it. So he's already reneging on a lot of the things that he said. The only thing that he has said that he hasn't reneged on is, I don't know yet, because we got to see. We got to wait to see what the Electoral College decides. We got to see what this dog and pony show. Look, to me, and you guys know better than I do because I'm just an ignorant guy. To me, from what I saw, he was doing divide and conquer. He was turning, instead of uniting the country, he was dividing us by a lot of the things that he said that were offensive. My family's originally from Europe. I'm first generation here. We're originally from Spain. My family was farmers from the 1800s up to 1941. They distilled cognac and brandy, the finest in the world, till Francisco Franco took power. They were also breeders of the Pyrenees dog. When Franco took power, he took the farm from my family. He killed 51 of my relatives. Okay, and my father was able to leave through Portugal, okay? Because France, at the time, there was no France. The Germans were bombing it every day. And you know what the first thing that Franco did before he started massacring the people was? I'm sure you know he took the guns away. This is what the tyrants do. They take the guns away. And that is why we need to hang on to those, because if we need to go down in the glory of bullets for that Constitution, then that's the way we have to go.
Are you sure that really happened? Are you sure that really happened, Caesar? Because that's not what we were taught in school, is it? you've been through this whole thing before, so I mean, you have a better understanding of our possibilities here. It's good to hear from people like you.
Yeah, it's a scary place, Caesar. You know, it's a very scary place, and yeah, guns is definitely part of the whole thing. I know Nigel Farage right now over in the EU, in the UK, he's afraid of his life just because everybody might want to stab him. You know, they're going after that guy. They're pissed off. He put cracks in the thing, and they're using knives, man. You know, it doesn't matter if they take knives or guns or whatever. The whole thing's a mess. It's all coming apart at the seams. And yes, the history will be told. I just hope that, I don't know what I hope. Hey, you got anything else, Caesar, before we go on? Because I think I have another vector.
You shouldn't have any problems. Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you, guys,
all right? Well, thank you, man. Have a great day. Okay, so there's this guy named Tim Ryan, and you know, he's a politician and he's a hack and he's a whatever, and he's used to work for what is that guy's name, Alan? He used to do Beam Me Up, Scotty, you know, There's No Life Here. Do you remember him? Oh shoot. Yeah, politician. Come on, Doc, weigh in.
I'm trying to remember. I can see it in my vision, but I can't picture the name at this moment.
Jim Trafficant. Jim Trafficant.
Good job.
Okay, got there. So he's playing. He's trying to take over Nancy Pelosi's spot in the Democratic Party because, well, they couldn't keep the hood over their people's eyes, right? And all of a sudden, they're like going, "So, hey, Nancy, so what's the deal, girl? You can't keep control. You guys elected Hillary to be our supreme goddess queen, and you didn't get the votes through. So now this other guy, right, Tim Ryan, right? He's going, hey, she's got to go. She's got to go." And he goes, "Well, I came to this understanding when I was watching the election night and I saw how far the Democratic, or let's just say it, the Communist Party has fallen in, you know, in this state. You know, they went too far too fast. At least that's one narrative. The other narrative is they did that on purpose." But let's just say Tim Ryan's position was they went too far too fast and they lost touch with what is important. And he aligns himself with Jim Trafficant. And Jim Trafficant was a very interesting politician. And I can't say that I agreed with a lot of what he did. I agreed with a lot of stuff that he said, but you know, neither here nor there. The communists, the Democrats, the socialists, whatever you want to call that group, are regrouping, and they might not be out of it yet. But Tim Ryan says that he's doing this for his children, right? And I do this for my children, for everybody's children, just for the future of the dang world. You know, the socialist model, the communist model, does not work. But that's not what they're going for. One of the things that they're going for is actually the elimination of life forms, not elimination, the reduction of life forms on this planet. In fact, the life forms that they need to reduce are human beings because we've outlived our usefulness. The eugenics platform, the sterilization, the abortions, everything like that is part of this thing. They're telling us right now that, you know, when Trump comes to power, if he ever comes to power, it's kind of pointless bringing all these factory jobs, or not factory jobs, these manufacturing facilities back to the United States because, well, they don't use people to run the factories. Now, that's not true necessarily, but the truth is they're being highly mechanized, and in the next 10 years, everything will be even more mechanized, and we will need less and less jobs. That leaves us to the place where they like to call us the useless eaters. So where are we to go with this, Alan? I mean, the truth is manufacturing is, well, going the way of the robot. And now we're robot tenders, and the people that aren't doing robot tending are, you know, I don't know, handing phones to machines so they can make phones or something like that. Where are we to go? It's all coming down.
See, this is where the whole technology thing comes in. If they would allow the population to have the technology to be able to draw energy in out of the ether, which is the sea of energy we're surrounded in. If they would allow us to get that technology, everyone would be able to feed and, you know, I mean, warm themselves, cool themselves, cook their food, you know, everything. If you just think about it, if you did not have to have those bills that tie you down to land, you know, to electric lines running across the continent here, we would all be able to be free. We wouldn't need really to have these positions, you know, where these jobs that they want us to keep toiling at so they can control us and keep us in line with, you know, taxes and everything else to keep those of us that are just starting to come up, well, keep us just at the edge of, well, we can make it. No, you can't. We're going to tax you more. We're going to keep you downtrodden. And it's the way the whole game goes. You know, if everything does go mechanical, if we had the true technology, we wouldn't need to have all those jobs. We could live on the land. We could feed ourselves. We could be self-sufficient.
And that's where I see one problem with that, and that you are actually leaning towards you and I as mattering, when the people that are setting the course for this planet, for our technology, well, they have a different goal. You know, the transhumanist agenda is the fact that they want to live forever. It's the age-old dream, right? So now we've got to the place where these containers that house our consciousness, our soul, if you have it, well, they wear out, right? And we've got to get past that. So Obama came out this week and said, you know, Trump's going to be a real big nightmare if he starts going on and trying to get rid of, was it this week or was it last week when I heard that? Get rid of the the projects for bringing humans and machines closer together so they can map out the brain and the consciousness and how it works so they can learn to interact with it. Now, that is one of the big goals if it is a goal, right? Maybe it's the smoke and mirrors that they've already figured out how to deal with consciousness. They did this to us in the 90s, right? Okay, here's Dolly the sheep. Whoa, that's great. First sheep ever cloned. You believe that, Doc? Do you believe that was the first sheep they ever cloned?
Oh, of course not. That's just the first one they told us about.
Right. And then they let us know that it's illegal to clone anything in the United States and you got to stop that. But then an organization came out and said, well, we just cloned the first human and her name's Eve. Eve today would probably be what, 10, 20? She's Eve is a millennial. Wow, that's crazy. So there are these things running around that are clones, and and we go, they don't have a soul. They have a soul. They're soulless beings or whatever. But that was one of the first steps. And we're living in this time where we're looked at as useless cattle. Useless cattle. And they've got to eliminate us. So they have many vectors in doing that. If we take the narrative of Trump, that's bad. But I'm kind of with Caesar. I don't know which one of them's good. Alan?
Speaking of this transhumanism stuff, you know, it with my background, it kind of freaks me out. You know, when I hear things like they're planning on doing the first human head transplant. They've already apparently done this with mice. They showed some mice that supposedly, you know, had a head transplant and all this stuff. And I'm wondering, where is all the backlash from, say, these organizations that are, you know, helping paraplegics and quadriplegics and people with, you know, who've had their back broken and they're, you know, they can't move their limbs anymore. They're basically just vegetables with a head. Why aren't these people all screaming and saying, well, if you can do that, that means you can reattach neural tissue. You can regrow neural tissue. You can make, you can regrow a spinal cord. You can make these people who are paraplegics, you can let them walk again. All this stuff, it freaks me out, you know, when Dr. Wynn, you know, Wynn Parker says, you know, that they've incorporated nanocircuitry into the DNA strand. You know, this stuff freaks me out because they do have basically transhumanism. They just haven't really told us yet.
Republic of Texas Radio, this should freak you out, folks.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, back again, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, here at Republic of Texas Radio, Dr. David Krupa and Alan Crutcher and myself talk about many things. The show is kind of focused on Texas independence for the most part. That's because the vector of Texas independence actually seems more doable than to change the, well, the whole corporate United States, change the whole globe. And as we've seen in the United Kingdom and in corporate America, little tiny things can actually reverberate around the world. Now, with that said, our views are not necessarily the views of our guests, so don't confuse those, because we will go all over the place, and a lot of them are highly, you know, focused on different stuff. Hey, we've got Tommy Attaway coming up here in a little bit, because, well, I kind of want to keep going on the Texas independence type shtick, because we need to know where we need to go. We live in a thing they call a democracy. Right, Alan?
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it, yeah. It's not what we're supposed to live under.
I know. Well, what are we supposed to live under? You know, you got those people saying that anarchy is the only way, or natural law. And I understand that to a certain point. But the fact is, I don't know what it takes to live in natural law. I don't know that the whole world is ready for that.
Michael Badner put it as simply as it can be. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff.
Yep. But a lot of people want to hurt people and take their stuff and boss them around. Last segment, you were sitting there going, well, I don't see where the outrage was, you know, when they're talking about human head transplants. And I understand, well, I believe I understand what's going on with that, because the media controls the narrative. You know, CNN, MSNBC, they say how wonderful it would be if we had a head transplant. They've gone after the kids. The millennials are all in their rectangles watching Facebook, and they're defining the narrative for them. Hollywood defines the narrative, you know, coming back from, you know, all the movies and all the TV series, all these wonderful little gadgets. And wouldn't it be great if you little peon could hurt your body and we can give you a new one?
Wow, you just brought up, you just made me realize something I hadn't really thought about. Maybe these rectangles are a head transplant. They really are, if you think about it, because they make people to where they don't have to think or know anything. They just have to look at their rectangle, and the rectangle tells them what the world is and how they have to live and how they have to wipe their butt.
Well, there you go. It's another communications vector. Hey, I just got a ping from the chat room. That's Chat Tango. republicoftexas.chattango.com CFR, I saw that. It's kind of crazy, man. You know, one thing I wanted to... Yeah, there you go. Hang on, I wanted to hear this song. We'll be right back.
To a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.